Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I tell you, go to jimblasingame.com, too, and that'll take you to both of my books, actually all my books, but especially the last two, The Age of the Customer and The Third Ingredient. So it's still just you and me. I've got one more segment. I want to talk about some things that are on my mind. I want to put some things in perspective, and I've covered this a little bit in the past, but I want to mention it again. I'll probably keep doing it because I'm so concerned about what's going on right now in the political front. It's hard for me to imagine how anybody in America is able to get any kind of an audience or airtime or ink time talking about justifying, promoting, championing socialism. Socialism is not, as I've said before, socialism is not some variation on being a liberal. As I reminded you, a liberal, people who are liberals, so to speak, the current definition of liberals, they're people who live in America, they know we have a capitalist system, and they just want to make it fairer for people. They're more sensitive, they want things to be more fair, or they've got whatever agenda, but they don't really, I always talk about being a heretic in a lot of ways. A heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. So a liberal is sort of like that. And ultra conservatives, the hard rider, like that. They are true believers, but they don't like the status quo. They won't change things. And that's fine. That's okay. We need to have those debates. But when we're having a debate about whether to have capitalism or socialism, I don't understand that. I heard a professor from Yale on a television show yesterday, literally, this guy's probably 70 years old. He's a gray beard professor of he's an economics professor at Yale University. He was on this television, reared back, saying that he thought socialism was a better distributor of wealth. He actually said that it's a better redistributor of wealth, that we should replace capitalism with socialism. Now, is capitalism the best, a perfect method of redistributing wealth? Heck no, it's not. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But folks, socialism doesn't redistribute wealth. Socialism incorporates wealth and appropriates wealth and power at the state level. He actually said the state. He said the reason he likes socialism because the state, he used that word, he meant government, the state would do a better job of redistributing wealth. Folks, that's not America. That's not what we have come to know. That's going to be the end of small businesses. There's no in socialism, there is no entrepreneurship. You cannot be an entrepreneur in a socialist state because you can't aspire to anything, because the government puts a lid on everything in a socialist state. There's a lid. It says, the state actually says, this is where you stop and we start. And it's a very low ceiling. So why are we've seen Venezuela, we've seen that movie, we've seen Cuba, we've seen the Eastern Bloc of the European states under communism. We know what that looks like. We know what in China, you know, those people over there don't have real liberty. They've got freedom to move around, but they don't have real liberty like we do here in the United States. And yes, it's imperfect. I'm going to call out Wall Street, as I've done over and over. You know this, folks. You know that I've done this. I've called out Wall Street for year after year, for almost 20 years since I've been doing this show. Regularly, I call out Wall Street for their excesses. They were a huge part of what happened in 2008. They didn't set the table, but they sure messed up the party at the end. What the 2008 collapse, and we're still reeling from that in some ways. The damage that Wall Street created, the way that you do have haves and have nots in America increasingly because of Wall Street, corporate America could do a lot more. There's a whole lot more that corporate America and Wall Street could do to make capitalism more equitable without having to be worried about some election turning us in, electing a socialist president, for God's sake. Come on, people. Wall Street experts up there, the corporate America, understand that the excesses, the digital greed that is being demonstrated now is hurting capitalism. And when you hurt capitalism, you open the door for socialism. And when you have socialism, you don't have a Main Street economy. You just don't. It's not going to happen. And so we need to stop this. We need to stop thinking about socialism. And we need to think about reforming capitalism. Let's work with the one we got. Let's be heretics. Let's be true believers who just don't like the status quo. Let's fix that. You know, I've been doing this myself all along. I'm a capitalist, but I'm also a heretic. And if you don't believe that, look at my work on the tax law. Look at how I took them to task on the tax law. I've been constant on that ever since then. It came out. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.